When the federal government flagged changes to the Citizenship Act this year, those changes were met with considerable criticism. Critics suggested the new language test and permanent residency requirements would be especially onerous, potentially destabilizing thousands of families. The government invited community feedback on the proposed changes in June, and now almost 500 submissions have been tabled in Parliament. The federal government wants to change the Australian Citizenship Act and tighten the residency and English proficiency requirements. Under the proposals, applicants would be required to be permanent residents for 4 years instead of one before qualifying for citizenship. English language requirements would become stricter, and the immigration minister would have greater powers to determine who becomes a citizen. Unveiling the proposed changes in April, Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull said English was the key to success in Australia.
Competent English, that is a vital requirement, not a requirement at the moment, but we all know that the key to successful integration into the Australian community, to economic success, and every success, social success, in becoming part of the community is being able to speak English. So that's a very important change. And also we need to ensure that our citizenship test enables applicants to demonstrate how they have integrated into and engaged with our Australian community.
Most applicants would need to demonstrate a competent level of English by reaching at least a level 6 in the International English Language Testing System, or IELTS. But the submissions show many fear that level of proficiency is unreasonable, too demanding. Uta Noch of the University of Melbourne's Language Testing Research Centre says obtaining that level is even difficult for some native English speakers.
There have been some studies done by masters and PhD students who've given IELTS sample test materials to different groups of Australians, so people who were born and raised in Australia, whose first and probably only language is English, and they targeted different groups of different socioeconomic status and different educational levels. And while we can't equate this directly to an IELTS level, the studies showed that different groups of these people scored much lower on the test than one might expect.
Ute Noch says not all migrants are looking to study and work in Australia, and the requirements could be too strict.
The IELTS test, or the equivalent tests that the Department of Border Protection accepts, are mostly tests of academic English, and they're really well beyond what we think is appropriate for this context of testing English language proficiency for citizenship. And we feel that the tasks aren't really the appropriate tasks for this kind of context, where we're looking at people who are coming to live in Australia, who might be working in jobs where they don't really require high literacy levels. And so we don't think that the test materials themselves are appropriate.
The United Nations is the latest organization to condemn the proposal. It wrote to the government this week saying the strict language requirements could force citizens to wait more than a decade before becoming naturalized Australians. Immigration Minister Peter Dutton has maintained the notion that applicants would be expected to have university-level English is a Labour Party fabrication. He has said a level 6 in the simplified version of IELTS is what is really required. The submissions also show the proposal to extend permanent residency requirements remain a major concern. Former U.S. Ambassador Niels Marquardt, now head of the American Chamber of Commerce in Australia, says it would make foreigners hesitant to call Australia home.
They've been in Australia for many years. They are already permanent residents, they had an expectation before the changes came into effect in April that they would be eligible to apply for citizenship in Australia on a certain timetable. And now the changes have come in and there's uncertainty, so people really are not sure what their status is. And there's also the fear that instead of being within months of eligibility for Australian citizenship, they may be years away.
Immigration lawyer Matthew Armwalls said the move would unfairly punish genuine refugees and asylum seekers.
But there are still a huge number of people who arrive here quite lawfully by aeroplane, you know, have managed to flee Syria or somewhere else where they're persecuted and claim asylum. And those cases can often take a minimum of 18 months to, if not 3 or 4 years, before they're actually granted protection visas and accordingly become permanent residents. And people in that scenario are now going to be then told, and now you've got to wait another 4 years before you're eligible to apply for citizenship. So you're looking at a minimum of 8, but probably 9 or 10 years before that person is going to be integrated and become a, you know, an equal member of Australian society.
Most of the 500 submissions oppose the legislation. The bill, introduced in June, has not yet progressed past the first stage in Parliament. The Senate inquiry is meant to produce a report by September.